Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us.
We use numbers a lot in Chinese as prefixes. We use numbers as suffixes. For example, let's learn to count. Oh, let's learn the months of the year. That's very easy. How do you say months in Chinese?
月.
月. Good.
月.
How do you say January?
一月.
一月. 一 being one.
Yes.
一月 being 1 month.
Yes.
Okay. And 1 month in Chinese, well, you translate that into English, it's actually January, and the logic here is that January is the first month of the year. So how do we say February?
二月.
Okay, so you see that there are 12 months of the year, and if you can count from 1 to 12, you find that it's very easy to learn the months of the year. You learn that in one go. It's very easy to learn that. Okay, just add a number in front of the word month, and then you've got that month of the year. All right. And there are lots of tips that we're going to be using later to talk about numbers and how they can help you expand your vocabulary. Let's look at a simple one where numbers are used as suffixes at the end of a word to create a new word. How do you say week? How do you say week?
星期
Okay, that's week. And how do we say Monday?
星期一
Okay, it's like week one, but that actually means Monday in Chinese, like weekday one. And how do you say Tuesday?
星期二
How do you say Wednesday?
星期三
How do you say Thursday?
星期四
How do you say Friday?
星期五
And how do you say Saturday?
星期六
Okay, it's good for Monday to Saturday, but it gets tricky on Sunday. How do you say Sunday?
星期天
Be careful there. 天 is 星期天 It's not 星期七
Yes.
The tendency, the temptation here is to want to say 星期七 That's weekday 7 But that's where you find a little exception. Okay. And that was it for numbers for now. Do join us on another lesson on numbers as prefixes and suffixes, especially in our vocabulary section. Thank you for being with us on this podcast. My name is Casey and I've been joined by
Luke.
All right. And thank you, Luke, for being with us. Goodbye, everyone.